Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1 in Germany, 1 in 3 students are afraid while walking home from school. Gee, I wonder why. This is incorrect though, because if this were real and not AI, she would be showing us an aroused face and not a scared one. Women voted for this and now let them enjoy it. It's almost like one could make the case that if we never gave women the right to vote, we would never be in this mess in the first place. One woman recently offended migrant rapists and she received a longer sentence in prison than them. It's a real story. Moving on, in nature, poisonous creatures will often have bright colors to warn others of their toxicity. Unfortunately, these women are female chameleons, and their hair color is the same as the color of the supercar of the Chad that they're trying to attract to them. Also, some of these animals look amazing, but the lefty ladies do not. Don't like the poisonous SJW frog, or you'll trip balls for 15 minutes and then die. Number 3, this guy's fiancé flushed the engagement ring he bought her down the toilet in a drunken rage, and he's now refusing to buy her a new one. Good. He also needs to leave her because alcohol brings out a person's true self. She says she was overreacting, but her reaction is true. That drunken version of her is what he's going to see when she eventually divorces him. Up next, she's 35 and he's 22. But why aren't women like this called pedos or predators like Leonardo DiCaprio? It's probably because men are simps and too scared to critique women. Also, if you're a guy that age and you turn down a woman, then they'll oftentimes call you gay. This guy is naive and thinks that he got gold, but what he really has is the bronze as a simp and a sucker. I've been seeing this sort of thing in Canada with guys 10 to 20 years younger marrying women or hag-maxing in my wedding photography business. Number 5, remember guys, it's chivalry when you open a car door or pull out a chair for a woman when she likes it. But it's sexism when she doesn't. Remember, the Chad is only chivalrous while Chud is sexist. Also notice the geek necklace around her neck. She's trying to play the part of the female chameleon and land some rich tech nerd that's totally inexperienced with women. The only thing geeky about her are those ironic glasses, and those two are probably intentional. Moving on, the next big Marvel film, Captain America, Brave New World, has a budget of almost $400 million. Clearly, it's never going to make a profit when you take the marketing budget into consideration, and has to make a billion just to break even. This even looks like an A-Train DEI Captain America parody. He doesn't have the physical power of Steve Rogers, so it's not very plausible. When it fails, they'll blame the fans for not wanting to see a black Captain America, instead of their poorly written script. Number 7, this 47-year-old woman was arrested for trying to end her husband by spiking his Mountain Dew with Roundup Ready, because he wasn't appreciative. I predict she'll barely get a year in prison. It probably wouldn't have even worked if he drank it, because everyone knows that Roundup neutralizes the poisonous properties of Mountain Dew. I bet they'll arrest him and sentence him for 2 years for not appreciating her. Up next, here's a picture of a prison guard getting the old hot beef injection from one of the men that she's paid to guard in prison. Meanwhile, she has a husband and a kid at home. Only men should be allowed in male prisons, and only females should be allowed in female prisons. Female prison guards often take the job to access men like this. And here are probably all the dudes in prison behind the camera waiting their turn. Number 9, North Korea has just ended a 22-year-old man for listening to K-pop. But technically it wasn't an execution. It was euthanasia to end his suffering. Flat Top over here was just showing some mercy for such a terrible sort of music. Maybe the West can debate doing the same to Swifties or something. All joking aside, that shows you just how little freedom there is in that country. Moving on, this woman shows her husband abandoned her and her children after he took a paternity test and found out that they weren't his. Now she's broken and devastated having to pick up the pieces and raise their children. So she commits paternity fraud and cries that she's the victim. Our children. Lady, those are just your children until you can identify their real father. Not as kids, not as problems. Number 11, why did Amber Turr change her name and leave America after losing the Johnny Depp trial? Was it because everyone now hates her? Was it because she ruined a perfectly good bed and now has to sleep in it? She will always be Miss Turd to me. In 5 more years living in Spain, she'll age sufficiently to blend into the background and nobody will notice her anymore. She couldn't salvage the shitty situation in Hollywood, so she left. No pun intended. Up next, these two women from the same school are accused of sexual misconduct with students. Maybe it's time to teach women not to grape, especially the creepy-looking ones like these. A lot of the time they say the young guys are lucky to have a wonderful experience with older women as a first time. Obviously not if the women look like these. Number 13, I wondered, did this guy just sell a car or this woman? Maybe it was a 2-for-1 deal. You buy the car and they throw the female with the fupa in for free. I guess it was a really big promotion. I don't get it why so many dark-skinned males dream of girls that are 600 pounds with a 600 credit score. This is the look on your face when you know your homies are going to see this picture. He looks like he just robbed the fat and ugly bank and this is his mugshot. Moving on, someone says that people of Israeli origin promote wars that displace Muslims in the Middle East, and then open up borders in Western countries and lets displaced Muslims in. The result is Israeli dominance in the Middle East while lowering the risk of nationalism rising up like Mr. Mustache again in the West. Is this conspiracy theory perfect, or once the West collapses and Israel can't buy weapons anymore, Muslims overrun Israel? Or possibly take over Western militaries and nuke Israel instead? Number 15, here's a woman before she began dating her boyfriend and today. Her thighs look like the size of her torso yesterday. Also, where's her boyfriend? Did she eat him? When women are single, they lose a ton of weight and present false advertising. Once comfortable in the relationship, they show their true supersized colors. She should have been put on notice and dumped after gaining the first 10 pounds. Up next, this woman married a tech bro this week, and here are the top 10 worst things about marrying a tech bro. Tell us you married him for his money without telling us, lady. If a woman did this to me, I'd get an annulment immediately. It's the ultimate form of disrespect. Looks like someone needs to draw those green lines to show who's into who. She's leaning over like the Tower of Pisa. I bet a lot of tourists have also visited her. Number 17, here's the difference between women in the 60s and modern women. All of those tattoos, they look like used up crumpled newspapers. Plus, this is inaccurate because those women below are way thinner than today's average. This is more like it. I didn't show you the full body shot, so you don't actually lose your lunch. Moving on, here's the danger of modern women. This one looks like a Muslim, and even she says that she can accuse a man she finds annoying of groping her 35 years ago, with zero evidence, and destroy his life. Thank you, feminism. 10 years from now, she'll say, where have all the good men gone? Hiding from you, honey. Women are losing their minds as 1/3 of men aged 18 to 30 don't want a relationship and have stopped looking. How will you accuse a man of groping you if you don't even know he exists? Number 19, when she tells you not to worry about her past, here's a picture of that past. It looks like a meat locker, and you know that every single one of those she probably has on either social media or their phone number somewhere, like they're on a Rolodex, so she can call up a schwing-schwang from her past at a moment's notice. Up next, Lana here says that Henry Cavill is no longer attractive because of his tragic hairline. If Cavill gets called unattractive, then no man is safe. Lana is probably no longer attractive on account of her expanding waistline. She's probably jealous because he's taken and would never give her the time of day. Men get better with age, Lana. Good luck with your cats. Number 21, forget about partying like it's 1999. Some people like myself want a grocery shop like it's 1999. The prices were 3 times less than today, but who's getting paid 3 times more in this day and age? Almost no one. The only people that can still shop like it's 1999 are all those with the financial assets. Also, forget about 1999. I'd be happy with 2015. Moving on, here's what some guy's wife created to tell him that he can play his PS5 or not. If he gives her a foot rub, he gets 30 minutes on it. 40 for a back rub. You read the rest. He gets unlimited play on Sundays only. If he violates the rules, she'll sell the console. This wife's boyfriend probably created these rules. This guy needs to get a divorce yesterday. Number 23, name a more iconic trio than Kim, Courtney, and Khloe. I can think of many, including the Three Stooges, the Three Amigos, the Three Musketeers, and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Alvin and the Chipmunks, as well as Jordan, Pippin, and Rodman. As I recall, Larry, Curly, and Moe were also much better looking than these three. But my favorite three that all three of these ladies are most likely acquainted with are chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. Up next, which one would you pick? The 30-year-old single mother and registered nurse, or the 33-year-old cocktail waitress that was never married? How about neither? But obviously I'd pick the cocktail waitress, but just remember that she's not my girl, and that it's just my turn, and that her notch count could be sky high. But it doesn't matter which woman you pick because they both have a ton of baggage. Number 25 and the last one, careful out there, guys. Now that her makeup elevates her look, she's going to expect to be with the man that's a 10. Maybe she just needs to get some alcoholic zit pads to keep the pimples away. But I don't think that'll help because for some reason, she reminds me of Shrek in the picture below. She went from looking like an ogre dwarf to an elf princess. Fake up should be banned. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.